Numbers, chapter 21. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and if any who have been bitten look at it, they will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Thus ends the reading. We have only to look at what is happening in our world today to know that we and so many others are weary of the journey. Day after day, the news from our Dominicans in Iraq tell us that God is also weary of us. Why? Because we are not believers. This feast calls us to believe in the cross, the ancient symbol of Christianity, which means we are to believe even in the midst of their suffering, which is ours in the body of Christ. In the gospel message, the paradox of God's life in Christ is the mystery of the cross. We are called to empathize with the sufferings of others who struggle for survival in the midst of so many injustices. And that means that even though we do not experience the evils they face and cannot change their reality, we are called to be faithful, trusting, and courageous, to remember because we are witnesses to the God of life. God so loved the world that he sent his own son. Today I was at the prison in Waupun, Wisconsin. Maximum security for men. And a young guy who had just turned 24 yesterday told me he was grateful for his sentence of 4.5 years. His cellmate has life without parole. And that's a place where you don't want to serve that kind of sentence. But Eli taught me about the ambiguity of faith. Suffering is present, yet that suffering is taken away by Christ. On this feast day of the Exaltation of the Cross, we are called to be mindful of the relationship of suffering and the cross. This great symbol of the church shares the pain and humiliation of Christ, who is King, while also being the primary way that Christ experienced victory over his enemies. As Christians, we are a community of the resurrection. Wherever we can in the world of suffering, we are to bring a spirit of life. Whether that is in prison or in the town of Erbil in Iraq, where many of the displaced have made their way. Each of the readings for today's feast reinforce this message, including the psalm response, which reminds us, do not forget the works of the Lord. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, we are reminded that Christ took the form of a slave, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, in every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God did this because God so loved the world. And so we need to let the same mind be in you or us that was in Christ Jesus.